T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Good afternoon, everybody, and happy Halloween here on the Marks and Reese Show. Today's a Halloween. It's also a Monday, Tuesday.
It's a Wednesday, Johnny Marks.
What's up, Ikey?
Or should I say essay?
Yeah, I'm in costume today, Ike.
Gotta say, you look good over there, man. Need a little bit of a tan, though, you know, but it's okay.
Well, I mean, this is what I looked like in 1992, exaggerated a little bit. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Baggy jeans, baggier than I'm wearing today, a pair of Tim's, a plaid shirt with a button to the top, a bandana like Tupac.
Okay.
A snapback black hat on backwards, a pair of sunglasses. I didn't wear the sunglasses or the bandana.
Right.
Yeah, I look like I'm a Johnny Marks circa 1992.
Gang member.
Yeah, look like, a little bit like a gang member in Los Angeles. Yeah.
Blood.
Think Juice. Think Gangster's Paradise. Think New Jack City. Paradise. Yeah, that was 94. That was a little bit later. Stand and Deliver. Remember that movie right there? Think that.
Okay.
Think West Coast.
Yeah, definitely West Coast. Yeah, lowrider is parked downstairs in front of the building. Yeah, I'm definitely thinking West Coast, looking at you.
And by the way, Joe DeCamera, and they're almost forced to dress up because they're on location at Zally mm-hmm. Shop, right?
Oh, yeah, I've done it.
You've done it many times.
Yes.
You have to. Joe says it's what I do. You have to stop dressing up in the same costume every year. If you want to add to it or do something different, but you just can't keep coming out in the same stupid costume. And that's kind of Joe, right?
Kind of Joe.
John Ritchie had a great costume.
I know. I like the Wheaties box.
Yeah. Yeah, it was great.
That supposed to be Bruce Jenner?
Yeah, I'm not sure about that. I think it was just John Ritchie, what he thought he was back
in
the day.
On the Wheaties box, that's what I thought,
too. Yeah, athlete.
Yeah.
So check this out, Ike. Obviously, I'm more excited about Golden Tate today than I was yesterday.
I am, too.
And I was excited yesterday about it.
Right.
But I'm really gentle about it. 3:00, Golden Tate's press conference. We're going to carry it for you live.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so don't go anywhere. But I was watching the Sixers last night. I didn't feel good about the game. Toronto's a better team, let's face it. They're at home. So I'm watching the game, and now I'm going to be reminded every time I watch Kawhi Leonard playing for the Raptors that the 76ers had a chance, and I don't want to hear details about, well, they didn't accept the trade offer. The Sixers were fine with Kawhi Leonard not coming to Philly because they were worried about him leaving, because they were hesitant about making the trade, even if they went for it in their eyes, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you see what Howie Roseman did yesterday. Well, first of all, he went for it, won a Super Bowl. Then he went for it again in the offseason. And then he went for it again yesterday with the Golden Tate trade. I know it's a third-round pick. I know it's not a lot. But here's what he said. And he said it at the press conference. He said, the foot's always on the gas. This dude knows that he can win again, and he's going for it. He could have very easily said, nah, that's too much to give up for a rental. I'm not doing that. We'll see what we have. We can still win this thing, but we're going to see what we have, and we're going to have to do it with our current team. Now, he didn't do that at all, right?
Mm-hmm.
Then I'm watching the Sixers last night. The 76ers had a chance to get a top five player in his mid-20s.
Yeah.
And when does that happen?
It's rare that happens.
A player the caliber of Kawhi.
Yeah.
It's rare, right?
It comes available, yeah.
They were worried about him leaving. They didn't go all in my opinion. They didn't think they could keep him long-term, and they were okay with not getting him, all things being said, right? Well, Toronto went for it, and I don't know what's going to happen at the end of the year. I'd be surprised if he leaves. Right?
Yeah, he's going to stay.
He's going to stay.
Yeah.
He's going to be in Toronto for as long as they keep him and he traded or the next time he's a free agent, right?
Yep.
And that could have been the damn Sixers.
Yep.
And you know what, Ike? They need him.
Yeah, I mean, you bring up Howie, and I had similar feelings this morning when I woke up as well. And obviously the trade happened right before we came on the air yesterday. So I'm one of these guys that I enjoy the morning shows, the talk shows, the debate shows that are on First Things First, Undisputed. I check them out because I want to hear what the national perspective is
me too.
On certain sports topics. And when the Eagles make a move like they did yesterday, Yeah, I know we're excited here, but I wanted to hear what other people sort of thought about it. And, man, I'm telling you, there wasn't a coach, a former coach, a former player. There wasn't anybody out there that did not like the move the Eagles made. Did not like the move that the Eagles made. And I know that when you have shows like First Things First with Chris Carter and Nick Wright and Undisputed with Skip Bayless and Shannon Sharp. By the way, I'm more partial to Undisputed because I just love the characters on that show. But Nick Wright and Chris Carter are starting to rub off on me as well. But both of those shows led with what Golden Tate means to, I mean, what it meant for the Eagles to get Golden Tate mm-hmm. yesterday. And so I know when those shows are leading off with that topic, I know you did something well. And all parties involved, Eric Mangini, all the guests that come on those shows, they were all two thumbs up to Howie Roseman and what he did yesterday by mm-hmm. bringing Golden Tate to the Eagles. Didn't necessarily say it puts them in front of the Rams or the Saints, but it said they on the majority, the film was they have added to a roster that most people think is the most talented roster in this division already, but it certainly gives them a jolt for the second half of the season, and they have closed the gap that was there prior to getting Golden Tate with the Rams and the Saints. And they're going to be the team that everybody's watching out for in the second half of the season, because if they get hot,
nobody wants
going
to play
down the stretch, yeah. Nobody wants to play this team when they get in the postseason. So I was feeling the same way that you are. I'm thinking of the different things that they're going to be able to use Golden Tate in the offense for. But I'm also looking at the other teams in the city as well, and I'm saying, you know what? You know, the Eagles have the GM that we all want every team to have as their GM. Yeah. A GM that's not going to sit on his hands. Someone that's going to go out there and try to make moves. The big moves, not the little nibbler, the moves where you nibble around the edges so you can just say, I did something.
Drupal Cabrera?
Yeah. So you can say you did something.
Yeah.
But a move that everyone's going to be excited about. And since he regained control after Chip left, it's been one big move after another. Just think about the moves that Howie Roseman has made since he got back in that front office and reclaimed the role that he had prior to Chip Kelly.
He started off with getting rid of bad players with bad contracts and moving up in the draft and putting yourself in a position to trade up and get Carson Wentz.
A franchise quarterback. Come on, man. That's not easy to do.
Frankly, if he just did that, that could almost be his whole career right there. He could say, "Hey, I somehow got Carson right," but he didn't stop at that. He, you know, Ike, he's a championship GM. Let's face it, he is a championship GM, and the other teams in this city could learn a lot from what Howie Roseman does. And I'm starting with the Sixers right now. The 76ers should look at Howie Roseman and say, "Damn, you heard? I love Brett Brown, and I like the Sixers organization. I really do. I like the players. I like their direction." Right. They went stargazing in the offseason, and they struck out.
Yeah.
They struck out swinging, too. Mm-hmm. They got nothing. They actually believed they had a chance at LeBron James. They didn't have a chance at LeBron James. Let's face it.
Not at all.
Did they have any chance at LeBron James?
No.
He was going to the Lakers.
Yep.
Right? He was not coming here. We thought he was coming here. We liked the possibility of it. Kawhi Leonard was out there for the taking, and they didn't go out and get the job done. Bottom line. And that's what they needed to do. And that's why you have a championship GM, and that's why you have other franchises in town that are trying to even get close to that level there.
Yeah, and for all of us that are Philadelphia sports fans, you better hang on to what's happening with the Eagles. You better not be in a rush to be pushing to the next year or the next year, the next year, because quite frankly, it's the only team in this city that's close to being a championship-caliber team.
That's it.
It really is. It's our only true hope of winning another title anytime soon, unless some of these other teams make moves. You talk about Kawhi Leonard with the Sixers. Okay, they blew that one. We didn't get him. You know what? It's a deal out there to be made for Jimmy Butler. Either you want to play with the big boys or you don't want to play with the big boys. You want to keep acting like we're big boys.
But they don't want to do it.
Yeah, either you want to play with the big boys or you want to keep selling tickets to fill up the stadium and make your money.
No, the Sixers are waiting for someone to fall in their lap.
Yeah.
Joel Embiid fell in their lap.
Yep.
Ben Simmons fell in their lap.
By
they're
losing
waiting
games,
for it. They're waiting for it to fall in their lap.
Yeah.
You got to go out and find those deals. You got to go out there and say, you know what? Jimmy Butler could leave and...
Got to go get him.
888-729.
Don't let him leave.
So let me ask you this.
And I got one for the Phillies.
Who's in more need of a star in this town right now? Ben put this up on Twitter before the show, and it's got a lot of even reaction. But who? Because I'll say this. Like the Eagles have their roster, and they need more players, obviously. Mm-hmm. But football's so different than the other sports.
Oh, they're a lot closer than the other teams.
Oh, absolutely.
They're closer than the other team because they got the biggest one that you needed, which is the franchise quarterback.
Who could who needs the star more between the Sixers and the Phillies? They both need him, yes, but who needs it more?
I would go Phillies, and let me get on a little rant about them.
Yeah.
Because they have a huge offseason coming up. A huge offseason coming up. Now we've gotten here, right? We've been ever since the middle of June or July when we missed out on Manny Machado going to L.A., whatever. Right? Oh, let's get to the offseason. We can get him in the offseason. We'll go get him in the offseason. I heard Angelo this morning. I heard Bob Cooney come on. Not Bob Cooney. Kevin Cooney, come
Kevin
on.
Cooney.
Kevin Cooney, come on this morning. That would have been something if Bob was on this morning. But Kevin Cooney was on this morning talking. As it pertains to the Phillies, he soured a little bit on Manny Machado. So is Angelo. And I get it. The comments about not hustling, this and that and the other. I get it. I don't care. I still want him, and I still want Bryce Harper. And I certainly want one of the two. Now, if I had to choose between the two, I would obviously take Bryce Harper.
Mm-hmm.
I would take Bryce Harper. That's the type of star the Phillies need in the middle of their lineup. You know, you can be 15 games over 500 in first place in August, and still only 20,000 people show up to the ballpark to watch you.
And nobody gives a damn.
Yeah, nobody gives a damn. You know why? Because you don't have a Bryce Harper in your lineup. You don't have a star in your lineup.
Mm-hmm.
So you need to go out there this offseason, and the Phillies need to come back with one of the two or both. Like, let's pick up the paces around here, folks.
I agree.
Ladies and gentlemen.
How are we setting the table for
all
this
stuff? Yeah, yeah. Let's pick it up. See, or you know what? This town will continue to grow in favor of being an Eagles town. Like, you're going to always be the secondary sport.
Yeah. No, you're right. You're competing for two.
Yeah.
You're competing for two. And you better compete for two. Right? Because if you're in third and fourth, I'll say this right now, Mike. Phillies are closer to the Flyers than they are the Sixers right now. If you look at everything.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I would agree with you.
Phillies are closer to four than two.
Because at least the Sixers have a couple of pieces. You just don't have enough.
Hey.
In the NBA, you need at a minimum three all-star players. Well, at a minimum.
Well, that's
why a shot at winning.
That's why I voted for the Sixers, and I just did it on the poll at Mark's Reese WIP. 2,100 votes. 52% say the Phillies. Phillies do need a star, but I don't think the Phillies are a star away. I think the Sixers are a star away. The Sixers
were
a star away from Kawhi Leonard from winning the East this year.
Mm-hmm.
You put Kawhi Leonard on this team, you win the East this year. All right? You're talking, if you can't get by Golden State, that can't last forever.
Right.
Now you're talking about a young core. You're adding pieces. You're adding other free agents that are ring chasing. That's how you win it. I voted Sixers. 888-729-9494. We're going to have Golden Tate at 3 o'clock. Barrett Brooks found him at the airport last night.
Love it. I'm going to tell you something else with the Sixers.
Yeah.
Watching that game last night, Ben Simmons is the same player he was last year. That's the first thing I noticed.
Mm-hmm.
Secondly, if Ben Simmons doesn't get it together, this is the best you're going to get of Ben Simmons. And right now, Ben Simmons looks like a point forward, which, quite frankly, I've always said that's what he was. Not a natural point guard, but a point forward. That's what he looks like that refuses to shoot the ball from the outside. So, mm-hmm. You know, when you have that skill set and you can be taken out of a game the way that he can, those assists and rebounds aren't going to look all that good to everybody because you just keep scoring 11 points and 13 points and 8 points. Those assists and rebounds won't look as good to folks.
Whatever. Last night he looked like Boston, right?
Mm-hmm.
Better than Boston series, but he looked like he did in Boston as far as the shooting. You know he can't shoot from the outside. You know he's not going to try to shoot from the outside, and it hurts the team. Certain teams are going to defend him away, and I don't know if it gets him tight or
Well, he has no go-to moves.
He
has no...
He's cleaning up points or he's getting to the rim.
Yeah.
He's getting offensive rebounds, putbacks, where he just muscles his way.
He's
so damn big.
Yeah, out in the break. Yeah.
But that's fine. But you got to at least have a Magic Johnson jump shot out there, man.
Yeah.
You got to develop something. You got to try.
Yeah. He didn't work on that shot this summer.
888-729-9494.
Now, Markel did work on his shot, and it still stinks. But at least he's shooting it.
Yeah, he looks a little more confident out there.
At least he is shooting the ball.
Marks and Reese on a Halloween. Which Philly team needs to add the star more? The Phillies or the 76ers? We'll start with that. Golden Tate at 3 o'clock. Mike Florio, you wanted the national look on the trade. Mike Florio, mm-hmm. Pro Football Talk, joins us coming up at 3:30.
I got us in the 3 seed, baby. We're the 3 seed and climbing.
This puts them in 3.
Yeah. I mean, you can make the argument Carolina's in front of us because they beat us.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.